Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. We are on the floor of the Caesars Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Banquet. Things are just getting underway here. In fact, I think the NBA commissioner is speaking at this time by video. And we are joined by Walt Leger, who is the head of New Orleans and Company. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Newell. It's great to be with you, as always. Nice to be in person today.
Absolutely.
We don't always get to do that.
Congratulations on the newborn.
Thank you. It's been a great 2 weeks. So we've got, welcome.
It's so easy after this.
Third baby girl.
First 2 weeks.
Yeah. My wife keeps talking about how good the baby is, and I'm like, you're going to pay a price for this.
Be careful.
Yeah, she can't speak yet.
Be careful. See how we got the NBA commissioner? We knew the Pels would win back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Boom.
NBA Pels are on fire.
Yeah, man.
Let's keep it going.
Keep it going.
I was getting tired because you don't sit down until they win,
So. Yeah. It's been a long couple of weeks, yeah.
And, wow, what a perfect segue to keep it going. And something I had said earlier is that you only get Super Bowl so many times. And so when you do, you have to have the event, but then you've got to play off that momentum. Talk about how important, because you can't wait till February 10th. Wow. To do that, you got to
I just had the opportunity to welcome some guests at the patron event as we came in to start this event, and that was precisely one of my comments. So, one of the things that I love the partnership that we've got in this community. It's strong, and without great partners, you can't do anything great. And New Orleans and Company, the Sports Foundation, so many businesses around the community that make these events happen. But one of the things I'm most proud of is yes, I was thrilled that we put on an amazing Super Bowl, one for the ages. But I was even more proud that 2 days later we were back at it trying to get the next one. I'm a big believer in exactly what you said. You strike while the iron's hot. And so Mrs. Benson asked at the closing press conference, to Roger Goodell, we're ready for the next one. Let's tee it up. And we really went to work and had a number of calls with their leadership within the next couple of months, certainly breaking down the things that went well and the challenges that we had during this one. And how do we build the case for the next one? And so that's still in the works, and there's been reporting on that and other things that have been heard.
The lease is signed. It is what it is.
Yeah,
we're not giving up.
And we're excited. Let's do it again. And I think there is momentum for that, and no reason to believe that we won't be successful in getting that done. So you got to build on that momentum with that event, but others. We've had plenty of customers who have told us, one of my favorite moments of the year, honestly, we got great recognition by Travel and Leisure as the number two city in America this year, up from number five, and we beat out Charleston for the first time in a long time. Santa Fe actually finished first, which was great for them, but a little strange. but at the event, I walked up to my colleague from Charleston, and she was talking to somebody, and so she introduced me to him, and he was like, "Oh, you're from New Orleans? I was just there for the Super Bowl. It was spectacular." And he went on and on about his experience in the city, and it's the message spreads, You don't have any idea who's in town. We know that people who come in for the Super Bowl are often influential. They're decision makers in corporate settings and in association settings, and it leads to other business for our community. So it's not just about an event like that. It's a catalyst for building a more robust schedule year-round for years to come. You know, I mean, that'll benefit us for 5, 6, 7 years into the future as we book other business. So I do think we capitalized on it. I think we're continuing to try to do that. And, you know, the next one will allow us to build even more momentum, we hope.
I was just saying before we came on air, I was in the quarter last evening, absolutely packed. I mean, it was insane.
Good to hear.
A lot of police around. Everything looked like it was going well. But, I mean, you know, it's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night is when, you know, some of our big groups start loading in, depending on that schedule, right? But we've got a big group of American Heart Association in town for their annual conference right now. I believe they're really active the 7th through the 11th or the 6th through the 10th. It's one of those patterns. And then we've got two amazing concerts coming up, Smoothie King with Billie Eilish and a number of other things going on in-house at various hotels around the community. And when you stack all those things together, it's what we've talked about a lot on the show. It's really about putting a puzzle together that's got all sorts of different business layered on top of each other that creates the activity that helps our businesses thrive and helps keep people employed and keep things steady. And, you know, fortunately, we're coming out of those couple of slower months in the summer and into a busier time, and people are really feeling that. And it's good the weather's great. I mean, this is prime time for us, so we got to deliver in prime time. So I was glad to hear activity was good.
I attended the Paul McCartney concert the other night. That was huge, and the city was buzzing.
Yep. Again, those are big. And that's why you think about the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center and just how key they are to driving impact throughout the year. We're another great partner of ours, that we work with all the time to try to make sure that we're keeping the calendar full and steady as much as we can. Obviously, it's a place for events like this one today. So there are local groups that can have special events here. Certainly, conferences and conventions love the Superdome as a venue for that. But when you can fill that in with these great concerts throughout the year, and I mean, there's more to come. And 26 is looking shaping up to be exciting as well on that front. So it's all the assets working together to create the activity.
And congratulations to your team, because I know that y'all were working in the background relative to the Michelin stars and the Michelin recognition of so many fabulous restaurants. People don't understand a lot of what has to happen and the alignment that has to work for that to go on.
I think we've been in discussions and working with them for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And may go back even before then. That's how long I've been involved in the discussions. So exciting to see them here. The way I look at that is there are a number of different ways to measure excellence when it comes to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the most important is if your tables are full, you're pretty excellent.
Yeah.
But having a brand like Michelin that comes into our community, which is known for food, and then validates how special 34 restaurants are, I think, 32 or so. 18 were named
18
as recommended.
Recommended. That's impressive.
18
to
recommended,
me.
11 Bib Gourmand, which is, you know, another level of recommendation, and then 3 with stars, including the only one in the South with 2 stars
with
Emeralds. You know, I mean, we won. You know, you look at the other cities, Nashville and Charleston and others, they all performed well, not to take anything away from them, but we won this one. And we were competing with 6, you know, there were 6 states that were a part of this guide. North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and then Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And the thing that I'm kind of working on right now is a little bit of a map that's going to show you how far you really have to go outside of New Orleans to get
to
this level of superiority. And it's going to paint a pretty good picture. Like, this is the spot where you can get a lot of great food. And by the way, there's probably 40 other restaurants that aren't on that list that are all also phenomenal restaurants. And what I hope is that the continued involvement will just continue to elevate things. And I think this opens us up to other markets of people around the world and around the nation who are looking for these Michelin restaurants to travel. And they'll have a new look at New Orleans and they'll look at it in a different way. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do with UNESCO and some of these other, you know, international designations that create an opportunity to broaden the conversation about how special this community is and the excellence that we're about. So we're very pleased with that and excited to see what comes in the future. But both of those initiatives are designed to elevate us globally, to keep us in the conversation about true centers of excellence as it relates to culture. food, music with UNESCO Creative Cities designation. That's another one years in the making, and I think there's much more that we can do with that partnership. So excited to see what we can do to expand on those and keep welcoming people to experience the level of excellence that this place is really about.
I've been fortunate. I have been to all three of the restaurants that were able that got stars. I was at Emeralds about 3 weeks ago. It was
incredible.
An experience. It was phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal. And to see that young man, EJ Lagasse, at what, 22 years of age?
Yeah, 23 he's a young man. Age? Yeah. And but there's a lot of precision there.
And I'm looking in the kitchen, and if there was somebody in that kitchen over 30.
It's true. There are a lot of young folks.
Yeah. I mean, it was
next
just,
generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I could tell that there was a lot of pressure on him as we were approaching this, you know, announcement, and I couldn't be more pleased for him and for his father
and the
teamwork that they've put together there. And to achieve two stars right out the gate is really unprecedented.
Very unusual.
It's a huge, huge victory that, you know, unless you're kind of in that world, you maybe don't fully comprehend, but that's a big deal. It's a great restaurant. And excited to see three get recognized now. I think there'll just be more to come. You know, I don't
absolutely.
Think there's any reason to believe that some of these others won't get the same kind of exposure and recognition going forward. So excited to see that.
I can validate what you say about people following Michelin because I do.
Yeah.
And when I was overseas in Croatia, we went to two or three Michelin star rated restaurants for that very reason.
Yeah,
you know, just for that experience.
You know you're going to get a certain level of
yeah,
it's a credibility thing. And so we are excited about that, and we're going to just keep looking for different ways to elevate folks. But we're very proud of the achievement of all of those folks and all the ones that weren't recognized. I think a lot of them have been recognized in many other ways. And
well,
so we're going to keep celebrating all of that as well.
People will come if they can't get into one of the Michelins. They'll go to someplace else.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Boom.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So Mike is a groupie for the Rocking 1000 biggest rock band on earth.
Can't wait to see this thing.
I may play. They're looking for musicians. I got some time, you know.
You absolutely need to play. You absolutely
need to play. Look, it'll be 1,001.
Notice he said time. He didn't say talent.
I have no talent. But 1,001, they'll never know if I'm out there.
That's the beauty of this thing, though. It's musicians of all skill levels, and when you put 1,000 of them together, they make beautiful music. And what could be? I think this is so New Orleans. Like, I know this has been a European sensation. It's viral and it's a big deal. But like, what's more New Orleans than a bunch of people getting together and playing music together in community and in celebration? I think there's going to be a lot of people in the stands that are going to have a good time, and there's certainly going to be 1,000 musicians who have a good time. And I think it's really cool that we're kicking it off in the United States and in North America. You know, I mean, I think that's where we should be. We should be the city that's leading the way on a lot of these trends.
So
we're
first on their tour.
We're the first ones in North America, maybe even in the Americas. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure it is in the Americas.
I'll just go with it.
Yeah, it's in the Americas, this hemisphere. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, this is the place to do it, and I think that I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a successful thing, and you know, we're kind of calling it performance tourism, right? Like you get to travel and perform as a part of it. You're a part of the show. We know that there's over 600 musicians already locked in, and they're still kind of adding. So, Mike, you should definitely be in
that
number. I know you're going to be in the
registration is now open for musicians.
Yep.
You can just rockin1000.com, join the band.
They've already had a couple of jam sessions around town where
you
people have met
seen
up.
It.
And what I've heard is people have come in from the Gulf Coast for the jam sessions.
Yeah.
So they're already kind of prepping for it. I think it's going to be exciting. For us, it's one of the first forays into sort of production from our company standpoint. So we are... Like for your listeners, we're being entrepreneurial about this, so we need your support. For those listening, we want you to buy a ticket. We want you to play. You know, come out and do it. We think it's a way to demonstrate that these kind of things are important, also needed, and that organizations like ours are being called upon around the country to help drive some of this impact. And so, you know, measured risk, and I don't feel that worried about it, but we certainly want people to step up and support it, not just because it's a great event, but to support the community as
well. So what instrument would you
play? I'd probably play trombone.
Probably?
Yeah.
Probably. He plays so many.
There's a menu of instruments.
It just depends. Drums,
ukulele.
Guitar,
yeah.
I can juggle, whatever you need. But
I think
it's going to
be cool.
We're doing, but it is important. We're doing a satellite tour next week for Rockin' 1000. It's for Fabio. I think it's Zaffanini.
Yes. Fabio, that's right.
Fabio, and so, but you have to get out of your comfort level, right? It is kind of new foray, but that's how you grow.
Yep.
And one of the things that I did today, which made me so happy, this is not going to be news to you, but we were always, in my world, a decade ago, we had Not Mac, and we had all these entities, right? And now I feel like we're under the umbrella of, you know, New Orleans and company. But I was on the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation's website, and one of the tabs, events, what to do, sent me right to your website.
Yeah.
So we're so better connected. We're speaking finally as one.
We're working really hard at that. And fortunately, we've got a lot of great people doing great work. And as we keep uplifting each other, it uplifts the whole community. And so that's why we've just become so ingrained with the work at Sports Foundation and trying to support this effort and so many others. You know, we're not a big enough community to have silos. So knocking those down is critical. And we're excited about all the partnerships that we've had, but that are even getting stronger. To your point, you got to keep talking with one voice. There's too much noise out there. We can't possibly afford to have mixed messages because we can't compete if we do that. And
right.
So we've got to be strategic. We got to be aligned. And, you know, that's a constant thing. You just got to keep working at that because there's so many people trying to do the right work and the good work. You just want to make sure you're aware of what they're doing so you can elevate it. You know, the Savannah Bananas are coming in.
Yes.
That's an event.
Have you registered for your lottery?
I registered for the lottery.
So did we.
You know, my kids are 9 and 7. They're prime ages for this. All their friends want to go. Everyone's registered for the lottery. But, you know, that was Sports Foundation and ASM really making that happen. And we're trying to elevate that and support it. We're not necessarily going to be able to financially contribute to every event that happens, and neither are they. But we're all going to uplift everybody's events and try to make them successful.
And I've said this earlier in the show, but I'm talking with you. I feel it's important because I think there is a sense with the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, with, you know, the Sugar Bowl and what it's doing, that, hey, these things happen, they come at a cost. And we only have one Fortune 500 company. We need help. And, you know, it's important that everybody knows that.
How competitive
we're
it is.
We're not on a rotation.
Right.
It is a battle out there. The Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation,
it.
The Sugar Bowl,
yeah.
They all need your help.
No, 100%. It is the most competitive that it's ever been. It's probably only going to get more competitive.
Yeah.
These events matter a great deal. I spoke to it earlier. There's huge economic impact for the event. The events matter, but there's also the after effects of it. Like, do you want conferences and conventions? Do you want meetings? Do you want other major events to come here? Well, you better be a major event city. And if you don't have Super Bowls, then you're not a major event city.
Right.
Especially not if you have 360,000 people in your town and only 1.2 million in the region. So you better define yourself as major in every way that you can. That's why Taylor Swift was important, right? Like,
yeah.
We're not a huge market, but we are a special place, a creative city of music, the kind of place that you've got to be if you're doing a major tour. That's at least what we want to portray, and then we want to deliver on that. And it's all about getting the business here, delivering on the experience, and then doing it again and again and again. And like I said, all partnership, you got to have great partners, and everybody's got to pull in the same direction.
Yep.
As you mentioned.
And without this as the foundation of the economy, we don't grow this city back to 500,000 people.
This is the foundation. We need to diversify the economy.
Right,
we talk about that all the time.
Tourism and oil and gas can't
grow it from this welcoming, Matt, that it is. I mean, so many people are introduced to it because they came to the College Football National Championship or because they came to the Super Bowl. And when they come here, we want them to see good infrastructure. We want them to see good functioning city that looks like the kind of place where they can invest and spread economic opportunity.
We're going to get there.
And we're going to keep, we got to keep pounding away. But you do that with the foundation, as you said. The foundation is there. Build it, make it strong. And then keep it going.
Absolutely. Walt, as always, I totally enjoy the conversation with you.
It's
so, I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the accolades, and congratulations to you. I say this all the time. Your team, you have one of the hardest working teams that I know of in the city of New Orleans. I see them out all the time.
Kelly
working
Schultz,
folks.
Right here.
Kelly, right here. You know,
I couldn't be more proud of the team. They're unbelievable, and they all just feel the way that I do. You know, I saw this quote the other day that said, working hard on something that you don't care about is stressful.
Yeah.
But working hard on something you care about is called passion.
Yes.
And this team brings passion all
I
the time.
That.
You
yeah,
said
yeah, that.
Yeah,
was, I said
Mike
that.
Haas said that last week during the Saints game.
Yes. It must have been early in the game, but yes, I probably said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, it resonated with me a great deal because, look, we all got a lot of stress in our lives, but I know our team feels so passionate about the work we do and just keep pounding away at it.
Well, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Get
Thank
some,
you.
Get some sleep.
I will. One day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are on the floor of the Caesars Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon. Great crowd. Sellout.
Yep. Always is. It's the fifth one. They're honoring Dennis Lauscha and Jay Cicero as you know the two honorees, but also they have volunteer awards. They have Dustin Poirier, so a lot of others that are being recognized for a lot of great work that the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation does.
And they have been very fortunate to have great corporate partners, and we are joined by Billy Hoffman, Senior VP at Hancock Whitney, and they've been a corporate partner for a long, long time.
Yes, sir. We sure are.
And tell us about the relationship that y'all have had with the Sports Foundation.
Sure. First, thanks for having us. And we've been involved with the foundation since the beginning. We've really increased our partnership with them, decade plus, so to say. We recognize as a local financial institution the impact they have on the city. The citizens by bringing these big events to town, which has an enormous ripple effect through our economy, obviously, which affects all of our clients in a positive way. And we're honored to be a sponsor of this event so the foundation can celebrate our victories over the last couple of years and let the business community know what's going on going forward.
That's Bill, important.
Billy, you're the head of the commercial lending division of Hancock Whitney, so you get to interact with a lot of the business owners, and I guess they get to feel the momentum, or when there's a lack of momentum. What do you hear from them?
Sure. Well, obviously, the Super Bowl that the foundation just pulled off was an enormous economic impact for the city. The ripple effect of that for our clients, who not only participate on the hospitality side, but all the infrastructure that came along with leading up to that Super Bowl. So we had a nice 12-month run just leading to the Super Bowl alone, but all the events in general, positive impact for the city. Just walking from the Hancock Whitney Center to this event is 8 blocks. All our streets are fixed. You felt safe coming here. I show up every Sunday for a home game to watch the Saints. This building is now state-of-the-art. Travel around to a lot of Major League Baseball and football stadiums, and this is second to none from what I've experienced. So all those things happen because of the foundation's ability to bring in big events in town.
And the ability that you have from a voice standpoint, because Hancock Whitney has been involved for such a long time with the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, and you talk to your peers and they go, oh yeah, that's great, we love those guys, they do great work, but they also have to hear from you and others that they are a 501(c). They raise twice as much money as they get publicly, and so there's a significant need for people to understand there's not a continuous flow of money. People need to be involved.
Sure. I mean, there's no doubt in our city, as we currently sit economically, socially, politically, wherever it might be, we have a lot of charities, a lot of people in need. There's limited dollars in town for those to go to. So one of our partnerships at the bank is the Sports Foundation. We think it's doing very good things, and it's making an economic, social, advertising for the city by bringing all the big events. That impacts us, our employees, and all our clients. We all benefit by the efforts that the foundation is doing.
But you just don't want others. It's, as I said earlier, it's an easy group to take for granted. You know, because they've been around since, you know, 91. You know, they've been around a long time. So they are easy to take for granted, and they're the ones that are out there with the bid, with the Saints, you know, Super Bowls and UFC 318. They're the ones that are doing it. It takes time and money.
Yes, you're 100% correct. And the amount of effort that these people put on, and the volunteers to go along with the staff and all the business community that are part of the foundation, it's tireless work, and it's rewarding at the end of the day, but it's very important for our city.
We're meeting with Billy Hoffman, Senior VP at Hancock Whitney. Let's talk about your industry for a moment. What does that landscape look like, and what do you see coming up in the future?
You know,
let's look at your crystal ball.
Sure. I wish I had one. But, you know, we went through, I've been in banking for 26 years, and it's changed tremendously in the last 10. But you figure we went through a decade and a half of historical low interest rates, which made business opportunities a little easier to stomach. Interest rates have risen considerably over the last few years. During that period, you had a large generational change in business ownership, and the newer generation is used to borrowing at 3% and 4%, and that's not normal. It was just there, but for the most part, all our clients locally are doing extremely well. You know, the COVID and PPP and employee retention credits and things along those lines, there was a unprecedented amount of liquidity pumped into our economy, and that's just starting to fade away a little bit. So that's why you're seeing the economy get a little tougher. But by and large, all our companies, their balance sheets are very strong because of those things through COVID. As painful as a process as it was for the banking industry to provide those loans to our clients, in the long run, it's made them safer companies for their employees.
When we think about that kind of hangover effect from a lot of that liquidity that came into to not only our region but every region across the country, what do you see the tail looking like? I mean, how do we pull ourselves out of that?
I mean, I think we're a year or so away from seeing the true effects of all those low interest rates, like we were talking about during the break. from not only the housing market, but also the commercial banking market. All those loans that were done over the last 5 to 7 years are going to reset to a more normal interest rate, which is going to be somewhat painful, but it's just going to be a new normal, just like everything else we've experienced in life over the last 5 years.
Is it, and if you can't answer this, I get it, but I'm always curious because we talk about the housing market and that's not what you do, but as we look at our city and we look at buildings, are we in decent shape? Are high rises filled? Or are we in bad shape? I mean, just is it possible to give us a sense of, we're in kind of a lull or we're doing okay?
I would say we're in somewhat of a lull, but I think that's every large city in the country. There was a big push from work from home or hybrid schedules or whatever you want to call it. Now the push is for everybody to come back. We as an institution at Hancock Whitney, we always work from the office, so that makes sense. I didn't have the opportunity to work at home because as soon as the COVID situation hit, we were doing the Paycheck Protection Program loan.
Right.
So we had to be physically in the office working
together,
for the benefit of our clients. I think that's just a mindset that's going to have to change. The new normal can no longer be working from home. The camaraderie you miss, the ideas that are passed along in the office, it doesn't work if I'm typing an email from a computer or talking on the phone.
What about the banking industry? And again, the focus is the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and your partnership with them. But I see industries, I see television, I see radio, I see all industries that if you're either in a buy, get bigger, or get bought. And is the banking industry similar to that?
It is. So we go through various waves of consolidation. We're probably heading into one where you'll see smaller banks bought up by the bigger money center banks. There's always going to be a place for Hancock Whitney, fortunately for me, having worked there for 26 years, where you're going to need a middle market commercial type bank that understands privately held businesses and how they operate. It's a little art and science where, you know, when you go get a car loan, it's purely science. They pull your credit bureau and that's what it's done. Ours, there's some nuance to it. So there's always going to be a place for that type of bank. Which is very fortunate for me,
especially
on a personal
here.
Level.
Well, it's really necessary for economic growth, though, right? I mean, you know, because you just can't have one cookie-cutter model available to everybody. There are nuances of business enterprises each and every day. And it's great when there's a bank that recognizes those nuances and maybe, you know, taking a little bit more risk.
And that's always the case. So we do business with individuals. They have ideas. They run a company. We get confident in their ability to run that company. Obviously, the financials have to back up what they're asking for from a loan perspective, but that's how we make our decision. We try to do business with people we trust and like and move forward with there and help them grow.
And the Sports Foundation has been very fortunate that y'all believed in them from the very beginning, because a lot of folks, I mean, they were really chartering, they were out there in uncharted territory.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think it's part of my role today is information, is to let people know about the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. They think they know, but you really don't know. Because if you ask Jay Cicero, who's being honored today, I go, how far does your calendar go out for events? And he'll say, 2031, right? And you're like, I'm like, what?
You didn't know where you're supposed to be tomorrow.
I know. I really didn't. That part is true. Let's not use my schedule as a barometer. But, and so that's what it takes, though. It takes that forward thinking, 2031, to try to get events. And so the fact that you're there always. You're not, hey, we're going to be with you in 26 or 25. You're there. You've been there because you realize the importance. You realize you've benefited.
We have absolutely benefited. So every big event they bring brings attention to the city, right? In a good way. And every time there's attention, another tourist shows up, which helps our client that has the restaurant or the hotel, wherever it might be, and it's a snowball effect. We all need to work together to make this city work.
As a good friend told me about tourism and hospitality, You get the benefit of a new wallet walking into your town every day.
It's very important, and we need to take advantage of it when they show up to get them to come back a second time.
Absolutely. Billy Hoffman, Senior VP with Hancock Whitney, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your partnership for a long time and your continued being a great corporate partner to the city of New Orleans and the surrounding area.
Yes, thanks for having us, and we look forward to continuing it in the future.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for not mentioning my golf game. I appreciate that. We played recently, so we'll just pretend that never happened. So well done. Well done.
Folks, we'll be right back from the Caesar Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Banquet. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. We're on the Caesar Superdome floor. And I'm just always amazed as I look around. Mike Haas joins me. And Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. I always love doing this with you. It's a great opportunity to meet so many good people behind a very important part of our economy.
Oh, my gosh. The work that they do, and I think it's important that we do this to remind people of those entities that are doing a lot of the dirty work. And the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation never closes. They are always working. New Orleans and Company, Walt Leger, and that group, I mean, it just, and I've said it before, it just feels finally like we are all pulling in the same direction.
You would know better than I. I don't know how big the staff is at the Sports Foundation, but the ladies that I've had a chance to meet over the years, always a bounce in their step, always a smile on their face, and always trying to make sure they deliver a quality product every minute of the day.
I would say less than 20. Yeah. All told, there's a board, of course, but you know they've had stability. Good Lord, Jay Cicero, who's just up on stage, you know, he started right after Doug Thornton, you know, in that gig, and his hair remains the same, unbelievably. He has the best hair in the city.
Need to find out what hair products he
uses. And so it's, you're right, and this foundationally. The Morial Convention Center, the French Quarter, and this building, Caesar Superdome, with those three things and 26,000 hotel rooms in the middle, you can do a lot of things. Let's do it.
You know, and as I look at their corporate partners and presenting sponsors. These are the cornerstones of our economy here.
Great partnership. You wish it were more, as we've said before, is that when we need help, when we need things, we go to the same entities because we just don't have enough. That's about growth. You know, we're not Dallas. We're not Houston. We can't just grow. We hit water, right? You know, Dallas is going to be in Wichita Falls before you know it. And so you have to kind of grow, you know, small, medium, large kind of thing. But I'm very excited about what has happened and what will happen. Because already we're talking about 2028, right? The national championship game in 2028. We got 3 years to talk about something that's momentum.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. We'll be right back, folks. We'll check in with Scoot when we return from the floor of the Caesars Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Banquet. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we'll talk about the Pelicans' winning streak. Two in a row. I mean, this is really fun and awesome. Tom Brady has a new dog. It is a clone of his dog that died 2 years ago. Would you want to clone your pet? We'll talk about that.
Maybe, but I wouldn't want to have to pay those numbers. That's for sure. Scoot's up next. Right. Headed your way. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Mike Haas, thank you so much. We'll see you again in the morning, folks.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.